Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's an interesting, I don't know, mental exercise going around on
sure.
the internet.
Yeah.
It's basically, we hear these things, these exercises all the time where it's like, if you had a time machine, what would you do? And it's like, mm-hmm. oh, go kill Hitler. Okay, great.
Right.
But mm-hmm. when? Like when he's a baby? Like that's so weird, whatever. Like, I don't know. So some of those are just real hard. And then like, who knows if you killed him, if somebody would have been worse.
Right.
Like somebody mm-hmm. would have been way better at their job and killed way more people and like, ugh.
Is so, that the butterfly effect? Is
that's
that
what I was just thinking.
Is that what that's what that means?
Well, I mean, the butterfly effect is like, you just don't know what a tiny thing could make a massive impact on things.
Yeah, a principle in chaos theory that describes how yes. small events can have large consequences.
A butterfly flaps its wings and it changes like the air pressure in that tiny little area for 1 second, but that one singular moment could then change your, like, and then all of a sudden there's
create,
a storm
like
and it turns into a tropical storm and
yeah.
like a hurricane bears down and kills 2,000 people. It's like, but if that butterfly just sat still, maybe.
I see. So if you go back and change one little thing, it could make the present
a massive difference. 100%.
And you just think, well, I know this guy is bad, so I'll go get rid of him. And mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, but you don't, you create a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
A bad guy was probably going to rise up at some point anyway. And was Hitler rising up the best possible scenario considering other possible scenarios? Could there have yeah. been a way worse, like way more effective, way more into meth, like whatever?
Yeah, you'll never know.
Yeah.
There's no way to calculate all that.
Because it's kind of coming out. We're really trying to do something different, but it's kind of coming out yeah. that like the Nazis were way into drugs.
Oh, really?
Like they were, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's like a history of crystal meth. Crystal meth, when it first came out, was like an alternative to caffeine.
Yeah, wasn't it just to like help soldiers stay awake?
Yeah, the German yeah. armies were on it. That's how they conquered so fast.
Yeah.
It's like they methed up the tank drivers and they just drove straight through France in like 3 days and killed everybody. And like, how'd they do that?
How'd they get here so fast?
They never pulled over. It's like, yeah, they didn't.
Oh, wow.
And everyone's like, well, Hitler was methed up. Well, it turns out he was actually just on painkillers. So if he'd been methed up,
ugh.
It might have been even worse.
Wow.
He was into like the morphine and yeah. they were into meth. So if we kill Hitler and then there's a worse version.
Well, and imagine you've drink your coffee, you've got your energy drinks. Like,
yeah.
what would happen if it was meth in there?
if it never changed?
I don't know, but now, if it never changed. Like,
I'm saying meth was very widely accepted for a long time. They're just like, oh, no, this helps with your sinuses.
We got a large frappe here, extra meth. For John?
Anyway.
Two pumps?
What flavor would go good with meth, do you think? Wild berry, I feel. Okay, so that's not the time machine exercise we're doing today.
Okay.
Having just wasted 3 minutes yeah, of everyone's time. Never mind. Do over. No, but okay. So you have a time machine.
Yeah.
We've kind of done this one too. You go back in time, but only to your own past. And then mm-hmm. we go back there and we go, oh, I'm going to change one thing.
Yeah.
Which, again, butterfly effect.
Right.
Oh, I will ask April Sacha out. But then it's like, then Noah and Mia never, like, it's just.
Right. And then you would have followed her to Tucson or whatever, and your life would be completely different. Who knows?
100%. So this is just a time machine back in time to your own life to watch or relive one thing. You can't change it, though. So would you just go back and try to watch something that hurt you and then try to get a better perspective on it and go, oh, man, I was putting way too much. Or would you go back to just an incredible.
I think so. What comes to mind for me is like I go back to when I met my wife for the first time, but I would not want to watch it because it would be too
painful.
Too painful.
Because you're an idiot.
I was so awkward. I was cringy. I would hate.
You were throwing playing cards at her.
I was just trying to flirt with her.
But we had really talked a little bit.
Would you not want to watch that though? It's a meet cute.
I don't know. Like now
it's only
is,
a meet cute because she saw something in him.
Yeah.
Because like
but
I would think
exactly. What if he were to go back and watch it and be like even more grateful now?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be like, hey, I am kind of cute when I'm chucking playing cards at her. Instead of there's no way.
So that's your moment though?
No, that's what comes to mind, but okay. I don't think I'd want to relive that again. What I would want to do, there's another moment, I've talked about it before, but I remember just starting off in my career, we had just gotten married or we're about to get married or whatever, we were together, and I remember telling my wife, we were at a mall in Portland, Oregon, random place, and I was saying something about, well, you know, when I'm successful, then things will be different, basically, is what I was saying. And she was like, what are you talking? You are successful. And I'll never forget when she said that to me. And I would want to go back to relive it. And I'd want to pay more attention to what I was saying. Just what, like, just pay more attention to all the details.
What store you were by.
Because it that floored you so hard.
Uh-huh.
And you weren't meant, you like you hadn't warmed up mentally for it.
Right.
So
I didn't know.
It was impactful.
It was just
but
a little bomb that went off.
Yeah. So I remember that moment, but I would want to go back and try to soak in more of that moment, I guess. More of the details than. So I could tell the story better, so I could remember it better. That does that make sense?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a good one.
I don't even want to answer now.
I don't know how to answer.
You really don't?
No.
Can I get weird?
Yeah.
How old were you
when
your dad died?
I was 8. So I don't really
so you don't have
like,
huge memories of like that one time we were at a beach and I held his hand or like.
No.
Wow.
But would you want to go back so you could now maybe gain some of that? Like if you could go back and see it?
Sure, but like if I had to put in
one moment.
Well, yeah, exactly. How do I pick a date, like a random date?
Without knowing there was like, oh, we were at Applebee's and he ordered me an extra ice cream. Or
well, maybe that's part of it. Maybe it doesn't need to be specific. I've seen this thing where it's like when you get home from work and my kids are still little and it can be hectic or whatever. But it's like imagine you just... time traveled in the past 15 years. Your kids are little again. They're running up to you. They still want to see you. Even though it is the present moment, it's like pretend you're from the future. And you get to live this one more. I'm going to cry. You get to live this day. Just this regular day that you're taking for granted. So maybe for Aaron, maybe if it's just,
whoa.
I just want to go back and just live a day.
That, dude.
That is, yeah.
I think that's, to me, oh my God. Okay. Everybody in this room is about to break down. So you just said the time travel equivalent of the thing, that statement that changed my life like a couple months ago, where it was like, I don't even remember who said it, but they were like, imagine somebody came and stole everything you have from you right now. And you're like, oh God. And then you got it back.
Yeah.
And you're like, how would you feel? And you're like, oh my God, I just got all my stuff back. And it's like, you already have it.
Wow. Yeah.
Everybody acts, the only time we're grateful for what we have is if we think somebody took it away.
Exactly.
For sure.
Yeah.
And like you could, I think we just, honest to God, we leave it. Let's all go have a good cry.
Please.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.